This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Will Buss.
Last week, we talked about digital fatigue, and then I came across an article in the Columbia Journalism Review by Trudy Lieberman that mentions that, you know, how we're always looking for to reach those younger readers online, which really makes an effort from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette stand out. It's actually aiming at older audiences. It's launched a section of its website called Aging Edge, and it's dedicated to the interests and concerns of the area's older adults. So you see these types of sections, I think, in print and newspapers sometimes, but this is certainly the first one I've heard about online.
I think that it like you said, it exists in print. You know, the senior section of the paper has been around for decades. But putting it online, that is interesting. You know, I think it's important to remember why media outlets want to reach the younger demographic. And that's because that's what advertisers want. They want to be able to reach the eyeballs and the ears of people who are in the younger demographics because they believe, correctly or incorrectly, that those are still the people that can be influenced to buy products and do things, and they're not as set in their ways as older people are. But I think that from a business standpoint, I don't know if it makes a ton of sense, but from a community servants and audience building, I think it does make sense.
I think it's a natural progression, as we've had online media for some time. It's not that new anymore, and I think more people are naturally progressing and more people are owning smartphones and tablets and are turning toward that to get their news. So I think it's a valid progression toward them to try to advertise or try to get online readers out of the senior sect. From where I came from, and I noticed there was still the older senior citizen coming to pay their bill at the newspaper office where I had worked not long ago. But I found that more folks were turning to online. Yes, there was still a few that held tried and true to wanting to get their newsprint on their doorstep every morning, but I don't think that's going to be growing anytime soon. And I think this is just a natural progression. And why not try it?
It's possible also that what they're hoping for is not thinking so much about the divide of the audience the desirability of advertisers in terms of age, but in terms of income and online savviness. Savviness?
Sure.
Because, you know, if you have older people reading a section online, at least you can tell advertisers, yeah, but these are old people with money and these are old people who are savvy enough to go to the website, which may allay some of the concerns that advertisers have. And again, that gets into the whole public service model of, is that a good thing or not, that now you're putting out your product in a way that appeals to people that are of a certain income group or a certain mindset. But maybe that's the future and how there's some economic viability to something that maybe the average age of is a little bit higher.
Well, maybe in a day and age where we can count hits and so forth and know the demographics of who's making those hits or downloading those pages, I'd see this is just maybe a trial balloon, and it doesn't work. We'll bring that back and try something else. But I don't at least blame these this group for trying this and just seeing if it works or not.
Well, the Post-Gazette points out that Census data shows 18.3% of the metro area's population is 65 or older. That's compared to a nationwide average of 14.5%. So a bit of this is driven by demographics, the idea that there's a little bit older population out there, and maybe this is one way of reaching them. And I've certainly always believed in trying to use as many different ways as possible to reach people. Some people want to listen to our stories on the radio here at Tri-States Public Radio. Others prefer to go to the website. Some just want to see a tweet or a Facebook post. I mean, give people options and let them choose and see what works out. And as far as Jonathan, what you said early on about buying products, we've all heard that the younger demographic you know, might be more easily swayed by commercials. But certainly seniors are going to be interested in different types of products and maybe products that they've never had a need for in the past. And so this is certainly an opportunity to put some advertising in front of them.
I think it's also important to remember that, you know, one thing that is changing in the country is how long people are living. You know, even 20 or 30 years ago, when you were talking about people 65 or older, you were talking about a demographic, the most of which would be dead in 10 or 15 years. But as people are living longer, you know, you know, it's pretty common to have, you know, people living into their 80s and 90s, and those people are going to want to know what's going on in their communities, and they're going to want to know things, and this might be a way to help bridge that gap. Yeah, I think it's probably a trial balloon. Not that much different than, hey, we'll print a new section that'll come out on Thursdays. Maybe the difference is that it's a lot cheaper to just create a little part on your website that does that instead of formatting a bunch of printing presses or doing the layout on a regular basis.
Or you do both again. Yeah. You have a print section and you have one online and you see how they do.
And considering the large sector of our population that is aging, the baby boomers, my folks' generation, and they're in their 60s on. And I think this is something where if you want to capture the largest possible market and largest possible consumer, you at least try it. So just going back to that point.
Yeah, that disposable income that's out there. And again, older people might be set with certain types of products that they buy, but there are other types of products they're going to need that they've never needed before. And I think this is a chance for advertisers to try and sway them to their products for seniors.
I think it's also just worth noting that hopefully that when media organizations try this kind of thing, they're doing it while reinforcing and bolstering good storytelling, good writing, and good content.
Certainly.
And
not
your weekly message from Jonathan Ull.
And not just trying to chase, well, maybe if we package the same trash in a different way, we'll find somebody to buy it.
All right. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.